Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all enjoyed a full Tuesday of baseball action. Maybe dusted the cobwebs off a three-day weekend, had a little fun on Tuesday. And we're here to recap the news and notes from the day, get you ready for Wednesday, as always, in the First Pitch Podcast. So let's get crack-a-lacking on it. News and notes from Tuesday. Kodai Senga, it just gets worse and worse for Kodai Senga, working his way back from shoulder injury. He's been shut down a few times, played some catch, gets shut down. Gets like on the mound, they get shut down. Well, now we found out Kodai Senga won't be back till after the All-Star break as he continues to work through the shoulder injury. It's been almost a lost season. He could still get half the season roughly, but it feels pretty lost for Kodai Senga. Some good news out of Queens, catcher Francisco Alvarez will be set to begin a rehab assignment on Thursday for the Mets. Alvarez took batting practice on Tuesday, felt great, hit the ball well. Alvarez is way ahead of schedule in his return from his injury. The time to stash Alvarez is coming to an end, so make the addition quickly. Spencer Schwellenbach of the Atlanta Braves, the number 3 prospect in the Braves system, will be getting called up to make the start on Wednesday. Hopefully staying on the rotation. We'll wait and see on that one. Schwellenbach has a 1.80 ERA over 8 starts between high A and double A this season, with 51 strikeouts and 45 innings pitched. I'm going to watch this first start before getting too excited about adding Schwellenbach. Good prospect stuff, still hasn't gone high in the minors, so curious to see where it goes. And looking at some prospect guys' information and tweets and whatnot over the last day since Schwellenbach's announcement came out, there's like he took a jump this year. Previous years was more of a pitch-to-contact guy, so we'll see how this plays out against the Nationals on Wednesday. Nathan Eovaldi, the Texas Rangers, was activated from the IL on Tuesday and to make the start, pushing Dane Dunning's start back to Wednesday. Eovaldi only threw 3 innings, throwing 37 pitches in his return. Looked good, though, and feels good, so we'll see how that continues to play out. Andrew Heaney came in afterwards for Eovaldi. Yeri Rodriguez was sent back to AAA to make room for Eovaldi on the Rangers roster. Evan Carter of the Texas Rangers was placed on the IL with back tightness, clearing the roster spot for Wyatt Lankford, who was activated from the IL. In Lankford's return, he went 0-3 with a strikeout. Eli Morgan of the Cleveland Guardians was activated from the IL, sending Xavion Curry back to AAA. Morgan will return and add depth to the Guardians' bullpen. Andre Pallante, who was called up recently for the St. Louis Cardinals, will make the start for the team on Wednesday. As they said, he's the freshest guy to make the start, which is not a good sign if you're a Cardinals fan. Pallante has been working out of the bullpen for the Cardinals throughout the season, but in his recent stint in AAA, he was worked as a starter. Pallante had only thrown 5 innings once in his 3 starts, so do not expect much from this start in Great American Small Park. Lamont Wade Jr. of the Giants was placed in the IL with a grade 2 hamstring strain and will miss at least a month, which is not good, obviously. Huge blow for the Giants offense and anybody in an OBP league. Trenton Brooks was recalled from AAA and started at first base on Tuesday night. Brooks was hitting .308 with 4 home runs and 6 steals at AAA this season. Manager Bob Melvin said Wilmer Flores is expected to get most of the at-bats at first base, with Brooks also filling in. Tyler Fitzgerald of the Giants was recalled from AAA as Ryan McKenna was DFA'd. Fitzgerald was hitting .269 with a home run and 4 steals in his first stint with the Giants this year. He was recently demoted back to AAA, and in 6 games at AAA, Fitzgerald hit .440 with 6 home runs and a stolen base as he was just locked in. Spencer Howard of the Giants was recalled on Tuesday while Drew Pomeranz was DFA'd. Howard did not allow a run over 4 innings on Tuesday after he came in after 2 relievers that started the game. Howard had a 5.9 ERA over 10 starts at AAA, but he did have 57 strikeouts and 39 and 2/3 innings pitched. So somewhat a monitor, but again, maybe a streamer at best. Max Scherzer, the Texas Rangers, has thrown a few small bullpens in over the last few days, and he's scheduled to throw a full bullpen session on Wednesday. After the bullpen session for Scherzer, the team will have a better idea on what to do with his rehab stint. John Gray of the Texas Rangers is on the IL with his groin injury. He's scheduled to throw off a mound on Wednesday to assess his progress. And originally when Gray went on the IL, he thought it would be a minimal stint. So this outing on the mound will definitely direct us in which direction that will be. Francisco Lindor, the New York Mets, took a pitch off his finger as he attempted to bunt late in game 1 of Tuesday's doubleheader. X-rays were negative after the game, and Lindor was back in the lineup for game two. So it appears we may have avoided a big injury. Vinny Pascantino, Vinny P, left Tuesday's game after taking a shin from Byron Buxton to Vinny P's knee, in which Vinny's knee bounced back. X-rays were negative, and Vinny P is day-to-day with a lower leg contusion. Keep an eye on that one. Tyler O'Neill, the Boston Red Sox, was out of the Red Sox lineup again on Tuesday, and we found out that he flew back to Boston to get imaging done on his knee. The Red Sox are saying it is more of a precautionary deal for O'Neill and to give some insurance that the knee injury isn't too serious. We shall see. Mike Clevenger of the Chicago White Sox was placed on the IL with elbow soreness. He received a cortisone shot and will be shut down for 48 hours and then ramp back up. The White Sox expect Clevenger back at the normal 15-day IL stint. Jake Woodford was recalled to take his spot on the roster. Woodford allowed 3 runs over 4 2/3 innings with 4 strikeouts on Tuesday. Martin Perez of the Pirates was placed on the IL with a groin injury. Cabrian Hayes was activated from the IL. Joey Bart of the Pirates was also placed on the IL with a thumb injury, and many thought it would be Henry Davis getting the chance to come back up, but no. The Pirates recalled Grant Koch from AAA. Koch hit 167 with a home run. That's one home run in AAA while striking out 42.4% of the time. Wow. The Twins called up Diego Castillo from AAA to add depth to the bullpen, sending Cody Funderburk back to AAA. Castillo was once an elite reliever in the Mariners system, but injuries have derailed his success in recent years. So we'll see where things go, but Castillo was warming up in high leverage situations on Tuesday night, so he might be a back-end reliever helping out Johan Duran. DJ LeMahieu of the Yankees was activated from the IL on Tuesday. He started at second base and hit ninth as Gleyber Torres had the day off. And then J.D. Davis of the Oakland Athletics left Tuesday's game after getting hit on the hand by a pitch. Tyler Soderstrom entered the game for Davis. Davis will be further evaluated, and for now, is day-to-day. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from the day and a peek ahead at Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Edgerton, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. David Fry, my goodness, continues to rake. 3 for 5 with a home run, 3 runs scored, 3 RBIs and a stolen base for Fry. In the month of May, David Fry is hitting .404 with 6 home runs, 18 runs scored, 14 RBIs, 3 stolen bases, and walking nearly 20% of the time. Fry has that catcher eligibility. I know I've been adding him lately, dropping Bo Naylor and some other struggling catchers. And it's great because Fry plays all over the diamond for the Guardians. So it's not just a catching situation. Like Bo Naylor was in the lineup on Tuesday night. David Fry was also. And David Fry has been raking. When a guy catcher eligible gets a combo meal, this is a great fantasy asset to have. David Fry should be much more rostered than he currently is. I've written him up in past weeks, even this past weekend's Fab articles on my Substack. It's been pretty good stuff there from David Fry, so I recommend checking that out. Davis Schneider of the Toronto Blue Jays went 3 for 4 with 2 doubles, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on Tuesday. Over the last 12 games, Schneider's hitting .250 with 2 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 12 RBIs, and a stolen base. Schneider's been leading off for the Jays and has been quite productive. Kevin Pillar just continues to surprise me. I added him in a lot of leagues this past week. He's still widely available in NFBC formats and very much available in like Yahoo formats. On Tuesday, Pillar went 2 for 2 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. Since May 1st, when Pillar joined the Angels, he's hitting .429 with 5 home runs, 13 runs scored, 20 RBIs, and 4 stolen bases. I do not expect this to last all season, but my goodness, I'm going to ride this while it is hot. Make sure you check out the Daily's Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday, and there were a ton. There were a lot of really good outings on the mound, and Nick will obviously have you covered on all of them. But here's a few for you. Tyler McGill against the Los Angeles Dodgers, outstanding in game one of that doubleheader against Tyler, like facing off opposite Tyler Glasnow. Really good stuff. Glasnow was great as well. But McGill, 7 shutout innings with 3 hits, 1 walk, and 9 Ks versus the Dodgers. McGill had 14 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 98 pitches. In his 2 starts since returning from the IL, McGill has thrown 12 innings, allowing 2 earned runs and striking out 16. Pretty good stuff there. And also to remind us, the category of wins for fantasy really stinks because McGill and Glasnow both outstanding. Game one extra innings, neither factored in the decision. Ben Brown of the Chicago Cubs was electric against the Milwaukee Brewers. Similar to Kyle Bradish on Monday, Brown finished with no hits. The game did not end in a no-hitter, but he was great. Ben Brown threw seven no-hit shutout innings on Tuesday with two walks and 10 strikeouts. Brown had 16 whiffs and a 39% CSW on 93 pitches. Brown, in his two starts since rejoining the rotation since Kyle Hendricks went to the bullpen, Brown has thrown 11 innings, allowing zero runs, four walks, and 16 strikeouts. Hopefully Brown sticks in the rotation regardless of Hendricks, maybe over Jordan Wicks, something along those lines. Keep Ben Brown in the rotation, please, and he might be worth a roster spot for fantasy as well. And then Jake Irvin, who I got a lot of clap back saying, really good two start this week. Irvin faced the Braves on Tuesday night, and he continued the good times. Six shutout innings for Jake Irvin, two hits, two walks, and 10 strikeouts as the Braves are scuffling. Irvin had 13 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 90 pitches. Over Irvin's last six starts, he's thrown 35 and a third innings, allowing 10 earned runs with 31 strikeouts. Definitely deep league worthy with some 12-team viability. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Blake Treinen picked up his first save of the year versus the Mets in Game 1 as it went 10 innings. Daniel Hudson got the win. Alex Vesia picked up his second save of the year in Game 2 of the doubleheader for the Dodgers. So two saves for the Dodgers on one day. Daniel Hudson, zero saves. And Evan Phillips should be back on Friday, so have some fun with that. Mason Miller picked up his 11th save of the year for the Oakland Athletics as they took on the Tampa Bay Rays. Raisel Iglesias, his 13th save of the year versus the Washington Nationals. Again, Jake Irvin pitched great. Max Fried pitched a little better, unfortunately. And the Nats bullpen let Irvin down. Johan Duran, 8th save of the year versus the Royals. Kirby Yates, his 8th save of the year versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. Carlos Estevez picked up his 8th save of the year versus the Yankees. And Ryan Stanek picked up his 3rd save of the year versus the Houston Astros. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a look at Wednesday's action on the diamond. We've got a ton of day games, six or seven day games. You got seven evening games. We got 16 games total because the Pirates and the Tigers got rained out on Tuesday. They got a double dip going for you on Wednesday. Tons of baseball action from start of the day to the end of the night. Beautiful stuff there. DFS, the main slate starts at 7:20 Eastern. It's a six-game day slate. It's a seven-game main slate, 7:20 p.m. Eastern. Some pitchers I'm looking at. Shoto Imanaga got his last start skipped due to the rainout. He takes on the Milwaukee Brewers. Luis Eel versus the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Eel has been amazing. It's more like the license to Eel is who Luis Eel is. Bailey Ober versus Kansas City Royals and Bryce Wilson versus the Chicago Cubs. If you're looking for some value to get some stacks in your lineup, speaking of stacks, Cleveland Guardians versus Ty Block. Guardians have gone into Coors Field and made Coors Field look like Coors, unlike a lot of teams this year. I expect that to continue versus Ty Block. As a former Giant, Block is not good at all. Toronto Blue Jays versus Chris Flexen, Rockies versus Logan Allen, and then Washington versus Schwellenbach. I'll take my chances there because I just have a feeling he's not going to be long for that game. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to the doubleheader, Pittsburgh Tigers. Game 1, Jared Jones versus Tarik Skubal, who we got robbed of on Tuesday. We'll get him on Wednesday. And then Game 2, Paul Skeens versus Jack Flaherty. We're getting four of the best pitchers in baseball going back-to-back on one day in one ballpark. If I lived out in that area, I would be skipping work, folks, and catching two in that situation. Braxton Garrett versus Yu Darvish should be a good one. Darvish had the longest no runs allowed streak in Japanese history. Then he gets blown up in his last start, allowing seven runs. We'll see how he bounces back for Braxton Garrett, who's looked really good since coming off the IL. Yet Cutter Crawford versus Corbin Burns, really good matchup between two ace-like pitchers for both their teams. Corbin Burns, obviously an ace, Crawford ace-like. Seth Lugo versus Bailey Ober. Lugo's been a strikeout machine. Ober's doing his thing. And then a nightcap on the West Coast, Luis Eel versus Tyler Anderson. Eel has been amazing. Like, there's not much more to say there. Tyler Anderson has been doing it with smoke and mirrors. Now he runs into the juggernaut known as the New York Yankees. So we'll see how that one plays out as well. But that'll wrap it up, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord, gets you cool tools like PLV Plus, gets you awesome projections, gets you Nick's weekend podcast for Fab, and much, much more. So go check it out, PL Pro, PL Plus. You will not regret it. But again, that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap a full day of action on the diamond from Wednesday and preview Thursday for you. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, May 29th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.